But in the meantime, we're ready to introduce onto the stage now two of the saddest people I've ever met. Shit act. Never liked them. I hope they fucking die. The Rubber Bishops.
One, two, chopping. We put a bit of less chopping edge on it, get P184 on that, mate. Bishop's coming on a minute, I'm checking for the lads, that's right. Yeah, they're not ready. If we're just, you know, rocking off, snorting coke off Kylo Nose Arse or something like that. It's weird, it's happening, Pete. It's weird, isn't it? Oh, because I'm not funny, nothing. Well, I'm down in pub, I'm funny. I'm all right, I'll feel like weird. People ask me out, because it's such a love. You know? They do, they pop their mouths on the way out, say, sure, can you come out, mate, just we'll have a laugh and that, like that. I go, wee, go out of them like that, but not this, couldn't do this. Amazing, isn't it? I better think of something now, haven't I? Do you want to go to Glastonbury? Yeah, or Glast, if you go a lot, we call it Glast. Or if you go a real lot, you call it Glast. And if you go all the time, you go, I was checking for Nids this year at Glastonbury, and Nids is something that's been brilliant band rock. And there's this new guy checking for him, right? Basically, we had to set up a basic, you know, full on hedge and stack system with main laser pullouts. And what we had to do is set up high speed tape shell spiral fluid reamer. You know, basic thing, you know, simple, you know what I mean, no problem with it. Of course, one end, right, he's got old white metal bush, hasn't he? The other end, he's got half dog point. Oh, really? What can you do? I'd say that, I'd laugh. You know, I'd like, what are you fucking doing, mate? Anyway, often who said it spins off, kills four crusties. You know what I mean? Joke, isn't it? Yeah. You're looking at the ears. It's just the ears of, like, accidents I've had over years, mates of mine I've killed, and that. I keep the ears for myself, like that. Sort of souvenirs, call them like that. I didn't say I was fucking funny, did I? Yeah. I've worked with them all. Worked with them all, glam rock, done all that. Punk rock, they're a good band. So they're rock. Brilliant, man. And Neuromantics, worked with them. And, you know, Duran Duran. A lot of people slag those guys, but I tell you, they're right tossers. Bowie. I worked with Bowie's drummer's cousin's wedding disco. That was good. But you hear some rock and roll?
Yeah!
That sounds like a Chris DeBurr audience. Yeah, alright. I'll tell you something about Chris DeBurr audiences. Like, you know George Michael and that? And like Rod Stewart, girls throw their knickers on stage, don't they? Chris DeBurr audiences, right? They throw like anoraks on and cagoules and stuff like that. So put that on, Chris. You're really sweating that one when you run about like that. Anyway, we get ready to rock and roll?
Yeah.
Okay, get ready, go back, go rock and roll, rock and roll crazy for the old rock and rolling, rubber rock and rolling bishops!
Strong up now. Hey, no, keep it up. Okay, stop. Look at me in a funny way. See if I care.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you very much, Arthur Smith, for the These You Have Loved comparing skills.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. We're Rob Bishops, and we're shit, and he hopes we're going to die. Any
it's nothing personal, though.
No. Any American team? It was a bit of a long shot. No. No one at all.
No, really? Easter just Bob, the only people wearing tartan in Scotland.
Yeah.
apart from Bob taxis, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they've had a bit of weather, haven't they?
They have. You think it rains in Scotland, then you're fucking right. It pisses down. It's a miserable, damp pole. But
steady.
Is in the lovely Mississippi.
Looks like we've had a shower. Water rising every hour. Wish I lived up in a tower. As we watch the turbines sail by.
afloat. She was trying to swim back for a pie. But a pie's no reason to die. And she was singing, pie, pie, Mississippi mud pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was wet. Them good old boys were drinking sewage for a bet. Singing thus,
thank you too for the scouts for the loan of the PA this evening.
That has been
it's been a bit of a
basic what you can do with all that newspaper, isn't it? You can get it together and buy a fucking PA.
There's been a bit of a hoo-ha lately, a bit of a
hoo-ha,
hoo-ha.
About this.
Half in your own time, it's fine, no, no matter.
Yeah, about this film, Boxing Helena. For those of you who don't know, it's about a bloke that keeps a woman in a box for sex, yeah. Based on the Crankies, apparently.
What's that in the light now?
Fan the Bidouzi! Aye! Get in a box, you gorgeous wee thing. It's a weird setup, isn't it? Getting your wife to dress up as a 14-year-old boy.
Still?
That's entertainment. Jam said so memorably those years ago. But
now what we like to do is just a couple of very quick songs.
Yes, I should just point out early on, at the very top, if you were listening, you may have noticed that Arthur pointed out that some of the acts this evening were sober. I'd just like to say we don't fall into that category.
Yes. Now we've missed a couple of songs about the Royals because they had a terrible time of it.
They've been struggling along, desperate in fact for work
and
employment.
Right.
And Phil's taken up taxi driving.
Yeah,
and they've opened up the palace for tourists.
That's right. Yes, maybe call it a nightclub. You know, like Windsor's perhaps. £8 on the door, no jeans. Well, no healthy jeans anyway. Inbred German, free to you, mate. But keep up. But a lot of very embarrassing bug telephone calls. But not the one I wanted to hear, which of course is this one. Hello, this is the emergency services. Which service do you require?
Fire, please.
And the address?
Windsor Castle, Slough.
And the name?
Her Majesty the Queen.
Oh, yeah.
King Wankar.
I'm King Wankar of Spain.
Well, that corgi to piss quicker.
So, never mind, Dave. They've still got their children. Here's a little ditty about Charles and Diana, two young kids growing up in the royal fam. The papers dabble their fingers in a scuff of people's souls. Charles dabbled his fingers in Camilla Barbos. Oh yeah, the royal family goes on long after their reason for living has gone. Princess, I'm walking with Baldy Texan down my street. She bumps his head with her muff and he cradles her feet. Hey, next week, look over there. There goes Bertie with her new boyfriend. He must be loaded, cause there's no way that she's shaggy otherwise. His toes tonight. Is she really going out with him crossing my eyes? Don't it seem there's something going wrong around? Bluebell runs cold. The monarchy has just been sold. Now Fergie is a centerfold. Fergie is a centerfold. Bluebell runs cold. The monarchy has just been sold. Let me to keep it so old. I better take taste of lime twelve. What we'd like to do now is take loads of tracks and lie down and jump on the roof. But
time being of the essence.
We can't do that. So just a very quick survey. Anyone in together? Anyone living? Any lovers in tonight?
Yes!
Oh, you know them, it's... We're not from the DSS or anything.
No, it's not like a raid.
No. The thing is, you see, if you're living with someone, it can be a difficult thing. Lovely as well.
And I read a philosophy the other day, and it says, if you live with someone, you need three basic things to make it work. You need physical pleasure, domestic duty, and the necessity of solitude. So I tried this out, I said, give us a blowjob, do the washing up, and fuck off living in. And, a little bit embarrassing, because I was living with my mother. And, you know what mums are like. Straight up to bed. Well, not straight up to bed, was it? So, anyway, we got to finish up. A little romantic song, like wavy lighters in the air like that, and you'll look like a bit of a tosser. Here we go. Pissed up Romeo, crawling home on his hands and knees. He's lost his wallet, and he can't find his keys. Throws up on a street lamp, steps out of the shade to summer night. Juliet! Oh, lost me fucking keys! Oh, fucking chocolate over there. Oh, fucking arseholes. I think I've followed through it. Juliet says...
What? 3 o'clock in the morning, give me bloody noise now,
please. This is the last train, I can't get a cab or anything. I've been sick over there.
Yeah, my name's work as well.
I brought you a kebab, look at that. I brought you a fucking gorgeous kebab, look.
Do you know what time it is?
Run it.
No, I do fucking
do. Carry that all the way over there. Fucking kebab shop.
Get bloody noise down.
Surely.
Take the foot out of that shrubbery. Take that traffic cone off your head. Get the bloody noise down.
Anyway. What's the end of the valley? Juliet. When we made love, I used to fart. I'm sorry, and I was really pissed. I called you silly old tart. I forget these things. You know you do. Anyway, Juliet, I fucking love you. You lucky woman. You lucky, lucky one. Bloody love you. Look at me. I was helpless as a kitchen of a tree. Push, 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 push. Come here, little bastard. Bloody love that cat. Bloody friend that I'm fucking with. Juliet says,
I'm fed up with your dribbling. Dumping in the barn, and your cruelty to animals. You made the cat shag the dog
for a laugh.
You eat your own babies. You put your toothbrush up your bum. Anyway, I'm leaving you for someone who doesn't shout
go
every time they come.